I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are suffering increasing amounts of persecution across India. However, it's not stopping the growth of the evangelical church. President of Serve India Ministries, Ebenezer Samuel, says they're currently supporting 400 pastors, and they're hoping to double that number this year.
Right now, we have at least 100 pastors that are part of a ministry that have no support. And we're also setting up many more mission fields. And so in the next 2 months, you're going to be having at least 200 more pastors that are going to need support.
In other news, about 13,000 orphans are being poured into with the love of Christ in Slavic countries thanks to faithful orphan reborn volunteers. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says as they lead Bible studies and teach life skills to orphan graduates, these orphans are in turn ministering to younger orphans.
Not only are they the most perfect example to kids who have lost everything, as they can really speak with authority about the lives they've lived, but now they can talk about the transforming work of God in their life and the fact that they have found a father who will never leave them or forsake them.
You can sponsor an orphan in the Orphans Reborn program for about $50 a year. And are you looking for the Easter story in a nutshell? Faith Comes By Hearing announces the release of its Easter podcast. In less than 12 minutes, listeners can hear the Easter story through character voices, sound effects, and music that enhances the story. Faith Comes By Hearing is an audio Bible ministry whose mission is to record the New Testament in 2,000 languages by 2016. Find a link to the Easter podcast on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free. Complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.